KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
It's bucketing down in parts of KZN. If you're on the roads, you're reminded to please slow down and stay alert. Reports have been streaming in of multiple routes flooded in and around Durban and poor visibility. KZN is under a level 2 alert for severe thunderstorms in the western and southern regions. Forecasters have warned of localized flooding due to damaging winds, excessive lightning, hail and heavy downpours. The SA Medical Association has urged government to act fast after USAID pulled its funding for HIV/AIDS programs in the country. Organizations received notices last week that funding will be halted permanently because the grants don't align with US priorities. South Africa is one of the largest beneficiaries of the US President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, which contributes around 17% to the country's HIV budget.
We can't keep crying foul over this decision, but we expect the South African government to prioritize the containment of HIV, AIDS and TB as a national emergency. Obviously, allocating emergency funding to sustain essential healthcare services would also urge government to secure other alternative funding mechanisms to replace this loss of USAID support and ensure continuity of services for the affected population, especially the most vulnerable ones.
SAMA chairperson Mvuyisi Mzukwa says government must also step in and support healthcare professionals who now face losing their jobs.
We could redeploy those skilled health professionals into the public health sector where, you know, their expertise remain really very critical.
Now, water supply and capacity challenges are top of mind as we mark National Water Month. Issues have continued to flare up in communities across the country. The water crisis in eThekwini has been in the spotlight, with the municipality attributing the ongoing shortages recently to demand exceeding supply and leaks in the city's distribution systems. Umlazi, Chatsworth and Ntuzuma are just some of the areas that have been battling without the resource for months. Water and Sanitation Minister Pemi Majordina has meanwhile assured people that the country's water capacity isn't at risk. She says our dam levels are still healthy.
We are not in a crisis. Our water balance is very good, but we do have local deficit.
And Israel says it's stopping the entry of all goods and supplies, including humanitarian aid, into Gaza. It comes after the first phase of a ceasefire deal with Hamas expired. There's no agreement on a long-term plan for Gaza, but Israel's indicated it would extend the truce to cover Ramadan and Passover. It wants Hamas to release half of all hostages and has also threatened consequences if Hamas doesn't accept the proposal for a temporary extension. Hamas has slammed Israel's suspension of supplies and aid into Gaza, describing it as a war crime and a violation of the ceasefire deal. A recap of our top story this hour. It's bucketing down in parts of KZN. If you're on the roads, you're reminded to please slow down and stay alert. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.